All right, so you're curious about custom trailer sales, huh? Well, we've got that intel package you sent ready to dive right in. Let's see what we can uncover about this Oklahoma City business.
Yeah, from the get-go, it's interesting. You see that classic family-owned business vibe, but there are these hints, right? These hints of something more, something kind of ambitious.
For sure. Like, family-founded, right, back in 2000 by the Witkowskis, Frank and Tammy.
Right.
I mean, that gives you a sense of experience, right? Been around the block. But then, this is where things take a turn. New owners in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Jay and Angie McKinsey.
Okay.
And they didn't just take over. They expanded. Bigger lot. And get this. They're serving the U.S. and Canada now. This isn't just a local operation anymore.
That's huge. That's a subtle detail, but it's really important. That points to like a broader market strategy, right?
Yeah.
They're thinking bigger.
Way bigger.
Yeah.
And here's another thing. It's not just selling trailers. You go to their website and it's like they're shouting, sales, service, rental, front and center.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
Almost like they want to make sure you know that's their thing, you know?
Yeah, no, it makes sense. Logically, it makes sense. You think about it. Trailers, unlike your everyday car, they often need specific parts, specific repairs.
Yeah.
So custom trailer sales is setting themselves up to, you know, support a customer long term. It's actually, it's clever.
Oh, yeah. They want you to be a customer for life, clearly.
Yeah.
And they really want you to get in touch. Like, their address and phone number, it's everywhere on the website. Can't miss it. But here's a head-scratcher. Their testimonials section, totally empty. That's a little odd, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely something to note. Yeah, could be an oversight. I mean, websites sometimes. Or maybe they're relying more on word of mouth at this point.
Yeah, true.
It does make you wonder about their local reputation, right? Like, is it so strong they don't need those testimonials online? Interesting.
That's a really good point. Okay, so shifting gears a bit. We notice they offer more than just the usual trailer services. I mean, they've got rentals, a full-on service, and parts department financing options. They're really covering a lot of bases there. But propane sales, that's a new one.
Right. Propane sales alongside trailers. It suggests they might be catering to a specific clientele here. Maybe folks using trailers for recreation and RVs, camping, that kind of thing.
Yeah, interesting. It makes you wonder if that's a particularly lucrative niche market in Oklahoma City.
It does, and it speaks to their, you know, their business acumen, right? They're not just selling trailers. They're potentially tapping into a customer base's additional needs. You know, what else might these customers need?
Smart. Okay, so what does all this mean, right? For you, the listener, this isn't just some small-time trailer log. We're talking larger operation, potentially wider reach than you might initially think, a diverse business model.
Mm-hmm.
They're not putting all their eggs in one basket, that's for sure.
Exactly. Which brings up an important question for you to consider. What exactly sparked your interest in custom trailer sales in the first place? I mean, are you thinking investment, partnership, maybe even competition?
That's going to determine what you dig into next, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Financials, customer feedback beyond the website, deeper dives into, you know, who are the McKinseys, what's their background? It all hinges on your goals.
He's right. Do your homework.
Yeah.
But one last thing. They're closed Saturdays, open by appointment only.
Mm-hmm.
Could speak to a customer-centric approach, right? We're here for you on your schedule kind of thing.
Sure.
But also maybe a lean operation, you know, small staff, lots to think about.
Definitely. Definitely a point to ponder as you navigate all this.